Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Freitas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tony Freitas. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder takes first base on ball four. Shea moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Cochran steals home. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran to Sahaki and they have Reynolds trapped. The throw over to Fox, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blaeholder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Shea and he is out, Levy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0-for-1 in the game. Freitas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds throws the ball into Shea who tags Kramer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaël Clayzet now pitching. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to second. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gulick reaches second base with a double. There goes Burns trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sahaki hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Sahaki reaches second base with a double. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gulick. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Sahaki scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ed Wells now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Higgins applying the tag. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to third for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sahaki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Crouch pinch hits for Ed Wells. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. he's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.